up. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Rev. With the number 7 Future Renew Night Serum. Inspired by a breakthrough in night skin science. 98 FM.
You have some TV news this morning.
Yes, Netflix have released the trailer for Building the Band, which is a new talent show. And it sees singers compete for a chance to form the next big band in blind auditions that are similar to The Voice.
Okay.
It's kind of like an amalgamation of X Factor and the Voice.
Gotcha.
Building the Band is presented by AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. And the show was filmed before Liam Payne passed away last October. He was one of the judges alongside Nicole Scherzinger and Kelly Rowland.
We've invited 50 singers to take part in a music experiment. Only 6 bands will make it out of these booths. They will then compete against each other in front of guest judges.
Kelly Rowland, Liam Payne, I'm our star mentor, Nicole Scherzinger.
Star mentor.
The real fun's about to begin.
The real fun and the real work.
Oh my God.
You got a lot of work to do vocally.
I need to feel that connection between you guys.
I would love to be the lead singer.
It's getting a little toxic.
If everybody's fighting to be heard, then no one's going to shine.
Nicole Scherzinger must have something in every single contract that she ever signs to be like, I'm the star.
Just hear her there. Yeah. She's like, if everyone's competing, then no one's going to shine. You know? Building the Band, it's going to be out on Netflix on July 9th. Next up, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have apparently split up.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know, it's really sad. They got engaged back in 2019. They have a 4-year-old daughter, Daisy, and they were both due to go to Jeff Bezos' wedding in Venice next week.
Oh, right. Okay.
But now...
That's bad timing.
Orlando is set to attend on his own while Katy stays in Australia because she's in the middle of her Lifetime's tour.
Okay.
And according to reports, Orlando will make his debut as a single man. Who writes this stuff?
Yeah.
A source told TMZ he's the life of the party and he's going to hit the dance floor hard. The insider said 90% of the people at the wedding are kind of boring, but 10% are really fun, including Orlando, Leonardo DiCaprio and the groom Jeff. It's going to be a great party.
And the groom Jeff. I wouldn't say Jeff Bezos is the life of the party.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
Guests have already actually started arriving in Venice ahead of the multi-million euro wedding.
Mm.
So obviously Jeff is a billionaire. Is he the richest, second richest man in the world?
He's
marrying Lauren Sanchez next week. It's a 3-day celebration, reportedly costing up to 49 million euro.
That doesn't surprise me.
I know.
I'd say the prenup now is watertight.
Yeah, I'd say so. So they're going to exchange vows in a venue that's been a secret, kept a secret, right?
Watertight, Venice.
Oh. Wait till you hear the reception details, Brendan, okay?
Go on.
The reception's going to be out of the city in a place called Arson Ale. Okay?
Not Arsenal.
No. Right. And it is a 14th century complex surrounded by water, so it's impossible to reach by land when the bridges are raised.
Gotcha.
So obviously very private.
There's no pesky photographers.
No. Finally this morning. Barbara Streisand is one of the most famous people on the planet.
Yes.
She's been flat out working for the past 65 years. What a career.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first ever performer to get EGOT status.
Is she?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yeah.
Well, now she's releasing a brand new album called The Secret of Life Partners Volume 2.
Lovely.
Not Life Partners, Life Semicolon.
All right.
Partners. So this is a collection of duets, and she's done duets with Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Hozier, Sam Smith, Ariana Grande, and Mariah Carey, right?
Go on.
Well, she's done an interview this week promoting the new album.
Yeah.
And one of the quotes has gone viral.
Go on.
So Barbara told Variety, "I'm very lazy. I don't like to have to work. I like to be free. I don't like to have commitments." And on that note, you can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98fm.com.
We are going to see that quote
icon everywhere.
Icon. What an icon. Barbara Windsor. Barbara Streisand.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Pedicures.
Sequins.
matchy, 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 matchy. And Chaos. Matchy, matchy, matchy,
matchy, matchy, match, 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 match. 98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy, our stunning game show we play every single morning after 8 a.m. here on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Just three words stand between you and stunning prizes. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you could win these.
How does a matchy matchy pedicure sound?
Ooh, oh, that sounds amazing.
Enjoy it with a friend, a colleague, or your lover.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
Oh, those two.
Oh, I really enjoy the word lover. It just brings me joy. Good morning to Claire in Kilbarrack. You're on 98FM, Claire. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Claire, you're on the school run. Who's with you?
Yeah, I've got Georgie and Rocco.
Georgie and Rocco, good morning. Very exciting plans for you guys next week. Claire, where are you off to?
We're heading to Portugal. My brother's getting married over there.
Oh my gosh, that's so, so exciting. Have you been to Portugal before?
No, never.
Are you all set? Are you packed?
No.
No, that was a no, wasn't it? No,
you'll get it done. Claire, what are you wearing to the wedding?
I've got like a little yellow kind of sun dress. I'm like nice and casual, warm.
Nice.
Fab.
Yeah.
Sounds great, Claire. I guess you could do with a pedicure before heading abroad, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We'll have to head up, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, let's try and win you that this morning. Claire in Kilbarrack, who would you like to play matchy matchy with this morning?
The kids want to go with Brendan.
Okay.
Right, let's try and get a matchy matchy this morning. Claire, Georgie and Rocco. Right, guys. Sorry, I'm having difficulty opening this up. Right, here we go. Your first word this morning is college.
Student.
College and student. Your second word is tea.
Tea bag.
Tea bag. Very good. And your third word is paper.
Airplane.
Paper, airplane. Okay. After college, you said student. After tea, you've gone with bag. And after paper, you said airplane. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words this morning on Matchy Matchy?
Yeah.
We're locking them in. And we are welcoming Brendan back into studio. Hello. How was all in the soundproof booth this morning?
Just an empty school bag sitting in there. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, school's out.
Almost out.
School's out.
Right, Brendan, let's try get a win this morning on Matchy Matchy. Your first word is college.
College. Green.
College green.
Hmm.
Your second word is tea.
Tea. Tea pot.
Teapot. And your third word, Brendan, is paper. Was that giving you a giggle?
Well, yeah, because the word that I think comes after that, I think I'm going to get slagged for, so I'm going to try and change it, but I can't think of anything else.
Oh, just be yourself.
Oh, just be me. Okay, I'll say what I was going to say, but I'm going to get slagged. Paper mache.
Paper mache. Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Claire in Kilbarrack? Guys, you didn't match any this morning.
Did we not?
No.
On a different page altogether.
Sadly, you didn't. So after college, Claire said student, then tea bag, then paper airplane.
Tea bag is a great one. I was going to say tea cup.
There's a lot of options after tea, guys.
Tea, yeah.
Claire, Georgie and Rocco, we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag. Thank you so much for playing and enjoy Portugal.
Thanks so much. Thanks a million. Can the kids just give a quick shout out?
Yes.
Absolutely.
They just want to give a quick shout out to Lee, who's listening in Tenerife. He listens every morning on his way to school as well.
Lee, good morning.
Cute.
Thank you for listening from Tenerife.
Lee.
Georgie and Rocco, say hi. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Claire.
Bye.
What did Claire say after paper?
Listener.
Sorry, I missed it.
Airplane.
Paper Airplane.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Oh, Mache came into my head
did
as well.
It? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I'd say after
paper. Do you know
paper.
What's mad? Like, we used to talk about paper mache for so many years and then you
make
leave
a
school.
Balloon and then
yeah,
pop,
you pop the balloon.
Yeah.
Get up. 98
FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.